Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Demeter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is hit by the pitch. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Hansen moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demeter who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Hansen scores. Nicholson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0. White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Ward reaches second base with a double. Romano goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Orlando Pena now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Demeter hits a line drive towards the mound. Locker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Horton reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Bob Locker. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher juggles the ball. That's an error on Fisher. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for John Romano. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skourin strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Demeter strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.